All right, we do this every Monday morning, win or lose. We talk to the Cowboys owner and general manager who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline. We say good morning to Jerry Jones. Congratulations on the big win.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I do.
Morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning, George and non-George. And boy, that was quite a game, wasn't it? We looked good.
Looking real good.
We slapped them Eagles around like Dez used to slap up his mama. Remember that story?
Let's let that story go. Come on.
Remember that?
Yeah, we do remember that.
And I'm canceling my call with Urban Meyer later this morning.
Yeah, it says he said he would be interested in this job over the weekend.
I know it, but apparently I'm going to stick with Robot 3000. That's a Garrett. He's going to keep coaching up this team. If he keeps calling up these kind of wins, I'll let him hang around a little bit longer.
He had a good game.
He had a good game. He'll work without any sort of contract, which is nice. He'll let you go real long on these contracts. He never demands nothing. All you got to do is change his oil every once in a while.
Well, maybe you ought to give him an extension after what he did last
week. Let's calm down on that a little bit. But Brett Maher didn't miss a single kick, did he?
Nope.
So I guess I'm back on Satan's good side.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't read it that way. I'd just say he kicked the ball well last night.
And I do. The one downside now is that Smooth Chocolate, Dakota Prescott, his price just spiked again after last night. So
you really think it's going up and down like that?
I do, yeah.
You would know.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, as a matter of fact. But if we can keep winning like that, I will gladly empty out Jerry Jr.'s trust fund to cover another Super Bowl run. Fine with me.
He won't know.
I've raided his trust fund before to settle down some mouthy restroom co-eds. So.
Oh, man.
And I think one of the secrets to our success is not only playing good football, but I think I'm going to see if I can taunt Doug Peterson into making guarantees on all the rest of our games on our schedule, too.
Seems to help.
Yeah. I wonder if I can get him to guarantee the Giants are going to beat us next week.
Maybe.
This works out well for me.
Well, you get the bye next week, your favorite week, the bye week.
Oh, I love the bye week. Georgie, you want to come over?
For what?
Just kind of lounge around on my divan and watch a little Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, yeah, they do that. It'd be a great segment.
I may come watch football with you.
Yeah, just come over, a little Netflix and chill.
Chill? Okay. Maybe I'll do that.
Did you guys like how I GM'd the hell out of this team to get Amari Cooper last year?
Great move.
That was a good trade.
One of your best.
Fantastic, fantastic move. I can't believe I GM'd so well on that. That was such a good general manager move. I just can't believe it.
General, I think is how it's pronounced.
Please tell me that they mentioned Gene's artwork last night.
Oh, yeah. They had like a full minute on it.
In a big way.
Oh, my goodness. That is awesome. That is a... So we got a win, and we got artwork mentions.
Yep.
I just may get lucky this week.
Jerry, you don't need to know that.
You want to hear about that?
No.
You think Steven and Charlotte and Jerry Jr. are ready for a little baby brother or sister?
No. No, you're
definitely not
kids. Besides, you got enough of them. You got all those grandkids up there jumping around in that suite.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
You see how many of them little kids jumping around, high-fiving, all that kind of stuff in there? I don't recognize half them grandkids. I think I'm being played on this, to be quite honest.
No, they're your grandkids.
No, I think we got a bunch of staffers and coaches letting their kids up there, and then they're introducing them as my grandkids, so I let them stay.
Well, they were happy last night, and should be. It was a great game.
It was a great game, and it was nice to see Zeke and D-Law finally starting to earn some of their new contract money.
You bet.
Because before last night, I was starting to think that was the worst money wasted since Skymare.
I don't know. I think Skymare was a good investment.
And since Kellen called such a good game last night. I'm going to reward him and give him his fake ID back so he can buy himself some beer this week.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
But it wasn't all great news.
Uh-oh. What happened?
On the way home, a tornado tore off my hairpiece.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That second round of storms got to you, did it?
It did. It got to me, and I got out of my Escalade at my house, and a tornado just took that hairpiece and flung it off my head, and I went scrambling for it, chased it halfway down the street. By the time I get back, Jerry Jr.'s Play Center is up across the street and into our neighbor's yard.
Oh man.
Terrible.
Everybody's okay, though, right?
Everybody's okay, and I got Stephen and Jerry Jr. out front working the chainsaws right now, which probably isn't such a good idea.
Sounds dangerous.
So I got to get back out there and start cleaning up.
Okay. Well, congrats on the win.
Well, I appreciate that, Jub, and I hope your diarrhea gets better soon.
I don't have any. I'm fine.
Good morning.
All right, it's 8:46 on the ticket.